morning. Welcome into our weekly feature entitled Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, thanks again for joining us. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. I am so glad to be here. How are you?
Well, that's good to hear. Me too. Good to have you on again, as we've got an important topic, especially over these last few months, and we're going to focus on it again today. Anxiety. We could probably do this topic every week, especially during these stressful times. So we're going to be focusing on that a little bit. How do we want to get started today?
Well, I think it's important for people to know that anxiety is typical. It's normal. And especially in these times, this is where it comes from. It comes from our physical environment, electronics like waves and stimulation and media messages that we get that we take in but don't really evaluate. And it's actually a bodily response to keep us safe, believe it or not, even though it doesn't feel like it. It's supposed to make us alert to the things around us and to address the things that could be a problem. So, like, imagine if you're walking in the middle of nowhere and a wild dog comes up and starts biting you, or you see it coming, you're going to run away. That anxiety helps your body escape and be safe. But those other things, you can't really escape in the same way. So here's some things you can tell if you are suffering from anxiety. You might, start worrying a lot. You might be agitated or restless, exhausted, can't think, can't remember. People will say you're crabby, those kinds of things. And because it's a bodily response to being safe, we can also then address it through the body. Because, quite frankly, we're not going to change COVID right now. We're not going to change electricity, and the media is going to say what it says because it has to say it, let us know. But we can stop the overload. We can decide, I'm only going to listen so much, one time a day or every other day, so that I can stay current, but I don't have to ponder it all the time. Make sure that you purposely eat and sleep and exercise, get out in the sun, because the vitamin D, get in the grass, be by the dirt. It's really good for our bodies. Socialize, even from a distance. Do it remotely. Have your quarantine partners that you know are safe as well. And I've probably said this before, but I'd like to remind listeners to avoid cats. And I don't mean the felines. I mean the acronym.
Avoid
cats.
Them too. No, I'm just teasing.
Well, some people just love their kitties, and it's good company. But, C stands for caffeine, A, alcohol, P, tobacco, S, sugar. Those things just naturally have a tendency to increase anxiety. So what you're doing is when you limit those things, when you take care of your body, when you sit and let the sensations pass through you, and don't focus on them and think, I've got to get rid of it. Actually, the sensations get quieter. They're easier to deal with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I'm focusing on trying to get some sleep and all the rest of that, but the key part of anxiousness that I keep looking back at, you always feel tired, but you can't sleep. So it's got kind of that dichotomy there of two things fighting against each other. That's a pretty good sign that you have some problems.
Right, and you know what some people find very helpful is to pay attention to the sensation in their torso, know it, pay 10, 15 seconds, then concentrate on something else for 10 or 15 seconds and go back and forth. And what they find is the uncomfortable stuff decreases. And then that might also help to sleep.
So what are some final points? We've got about 30 seconds left on our show today. Beth, anything else we need to know?
Well, I do think that if, things really, really are too hard, we would love to help you at Safe Harbor Counseling. The therapists there talk about anxiety and help people with strategies and ways to address those kinds of things so that they don't run our lives. We can be contacted at 630-466-8657 or through email on the website at www.safeharboril.com. And these suggestions will also be posted on the website so people can hear them again if they'd like.
Yeah, there is help available, so and that's where Dr. Beth comes in. And hopefully these shows help you out, but you can certainly find out more, as the doctor mentioned, online, safeharboril.com, one of the ways to get more information. Thanks for listening to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you again at the same time next week.